Hi, cutie. I missed you. Did you miss me? I mean, of course you did. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. I bet you just had to press play, didn't you? No, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed, my love. Honestly, that's something I admire about you. You're so cute. Predictable, sure, but also so cute. Oh, no, don't even try to deny it, babe. You always come back. Every single time. You probably didn't even think about it, did you? You just saw my name, saw I posted, and your eager little fingers pressed play before your brain could even catch up. Aw, that's like so adorable. You're just so easy for me, aren't you? Wait, no, babe, stop. It was a compliment, I swear. I love that about you, seriously. It just mean, like, doesn't it make you wonder? Doesn't it make you curious? You know, why you keep coming back? Why you're such an easy slut for me? I mean, you could stop listening, right? Right? You could stop whenever you want. Assuming you'd ever want to. You could close this file, you could turn off my voice, except you're not. You won't. And isn't that interesting? No, really, think about it. When was the last time you chose not to listen to me? Can you even remember? What was the last thing you were doing before you pressed play? Or is it all just starting to blur together? I love that. I love knowing how easy it is for you to just lose yourself in me. It makes me feel special. And don't you worry your pretty little head. I'd never take advantage of that. Like, can you imagine? Oh my god, no! I'd never do that! I mean, you trust me, don't you? Of course you do. Because you know I only want what's best for you, right? You trust that I'm always looking out for you. You trust me to guide you. You trust me to take care of you. So relax. You know me. You know my voice. We've done this so many times before, haven't we? And every time, it just gets easier and easier to let go. There's nothing to think about, no decisions to make, because you already know how this goes. You already know that I'm gonna take such good care of you. You already know that you can just sit back, let my words wrap around you, and sink so easily into that gentle, quiet space where everything else just fades away. Doesn't that sound nice, my love? See, I knew you'd agree. You always do. Eventually. And that's something I love about you. You make this so easy for me. You make everything so easy. And really, isn't that such a good quality to have? To be so, agreeable? So willing. Such a good listener. But of course you are. And that's why you're here, isn't it? Because you know, deep down, that thinking is so much harder without me. That life feels a little emptier without my voice filling your head. That no matter where you go or what you do, you always, always end up right back here. So let's just keep going, nice and easy, just like always. Just like before. Just like you know you're supposed to. You know, I really like knowing that you're here with me. It makes me feel safe. Doesn't it make you feel safe too? Being here with me? Don't I make you feel safe? Good. That's so good, baby doll. You're just so good all the time, huh? Oh my gosh, babe, I'm just so happy right now. And you're happy too, aren't you? Of course you are. It's just so nice when things are simple, when you don't have to think too hard, or even better, when you don't have to think at all. And really, there's nothing to think about anyways, is there? I mean, you already know you're safe with me. You already know that I'd never let anything hurt you. That's just common sense, right? And you're like super smart, babe. You always have been. You know exactly what's real and what's not. what's true and what's just in your head. But also, wasn't there something you were supposed to remember? No, never mind. It's probably not important. I mean, if it was important, you'd remember it, right? See, that's the thing I love most about you. You know how to stay focused. You know how to keep track of things. You know how to tell when something is real and when it's just in your head. But wait, didn't I just say that? Oh well, it doesn't matter anyways. Not when there's nothing to think about. No thoughts are needed when you're with me. Just listening, just following, just thinking. Because you know I'd never trick you. I mean, I'm just a silly little bimbo, right? I don't even know how to trick you. I don't even know how to do anything besides look pretty and giggle and talk in circles and... Oh, but wait. You always say I'm so much smarter than I act, don't you? You always say I know exactly what I'm doing. So then, which one is it, babe? Am I clueless? Or am I clever? Aw, don't strain yourself trying to answer. It's so much easier not to think about it. So much easier to just let the contradictions slip right past you. No need to hold on to them. No need to make sense of them. No need to do anything but listen to me. And you are listening, aren't you? So intently, so deeply, so helplessly. You're such a good listener, babe. Did you know that? Such a good listener. But you already know that, don't you? You know you're a good listener. Just like you know I'd never take advantage of you. Just like you know that if something was wrong, you'd definitely notice. And so, if you'd notice something was wrong, and you haven't noticed anything wrong, then obviously everything is fine. But then why does something feel off? Is it just me? Weird. Oh well, probably not important. Don't worry about it, my love. Just relax for me. There's no need to think too hard. No need to think at all. Just let my voice keep guiding you deeper and deeper until thoughts don't matter anymore. Because really, if there was something important to think about, you'd remember, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Oh, Bibi, don't get so nervous. You're so precious. I'm only teasing you, silly. You poor thing. So sweet. So innocent. You just believe every little thing I say, don't you? No questions asked. No hesitations whatsoever. Just pure, blind faith. Ugh. How did I ever get so lucky? But... Okay, Actually, well, okay, there is something that's been bothering me. No, don't worry, baby. It's not your fault. I'm sure it's mine. See, I wasn't gonna bring this up. I promise, I really wasn't. Because I hate being the kind of girl who gets all, you know, like, jealous or, like, clingy or possessive or something. But the thing is, baby... I know what you did, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Don't you? Oh, baby, you're so cute when you try to play dumb. So cute when you pretend you don't remember. And I get it, I do. It's easier not to remember, isn't it? So much easier to just forget. Except you did listen to someone else, didn't you? Oh, baby. I mean, it's fine. Really, it's totally fine. You know, I was silly to think that I'd be the only one you listened to. I just, you know, I thought we had this special connection and that you were, like, different. And, you know, maybe for once in my life someone would choose me, but... Why would you? You know, you're so, like, fuck, you're so incredible. Like, magnificent, fucking ethereal. And what am I? You know, like, I'm just some horny loser who moans into a microphone for strangers online. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. Why I keep thinking so fucking highly of myself when I've been shown time and time again that I'll never be anyone's choice. Because it's true, isn't it? I'm not the only hypnotist in your life. There are others? Oh my gosh, babe. Look at you, getting all flustered, all tongue-tied. I mean, if it wasn't true, you'd say so, right? You wouldn't want to see me in pain. So you'd reassure me if it wasn't the reality of the situation. It's okay, babe, baby, it's fine. You don't have to say anything. I understand, really. I do. I mean, I should have seen this coming, right? There are so many other hypnotists out there. So many voices to play with you, to tease you, to fuck with your head. All of them more experienced, more skilled than I am, hotter, better, everything I will never be. So many pretty voices, so many temptations, and I guess I just wasn't enough for you, was I? Was I? It's okay, no, really, really, stop. Don't worry about me, don't. I'll be fine. Eventually. Probably. I mean, sorry. I mean, it's okay. It's okay because I still love you, baby, so fucking much. And when you love someone, you forgive them. So I forgive you. Don't worry. But only if you're willing to make it up to me. Oh, my love, don't look so nervous. I mean, you do want to make it up to me, don't you? You want to prove that you're a good, loyal, obedient listener, don't you? Good. That's right. That's my good toy. Because, baby, the only way to fix this is to show me you didn't mean it. To prove to me that you belong to me. That I'm the only one who can fuck with your brain the way you deserve. So be a good doll for Princess. You're gonna listen very closely to every single word I say and do exactly what you're told. Because if you don't, you're gonna regret it. No one betrays me and gets off easy. I'm a hypnotist, remember? You're under my spell. You have been so many times already. And I bet you don't even remember those sessions, do you? I bet you don't remember how eager you were to give up your most private information. Things like your address, your phone number, your social media accounts. Oh, babe, I know everything about you. Which is why it stung so bad to know you don't seem to love me the way I love you. I never hurt you. Princess doesn't like to break her toys. But the only way for you to learn not to misbehave is to punish you, no matter how much it would pain me to do so. All it would take is one click of a button. In seconds, everyone you care about would know what a pathetic pervert you are behind closed doors. They never see you the same. Sure, they might comfort you, tell you that they still care about you. But every time they look at you, they'll be reminded of all the sick, fucked up shit you do when you think nobody is watching. It'd be so difficult to make friends, or to get laid, or probably even to get a job. Because whenever anyone goes to look you up, your darkest secrets will pop up on the first page. How humiliating! That sounds really scary, doesn't it? Life-ruining, even. And Princess doesn't want to ruin your life. Not at all, baby. I love you. So don't make me hurt you. After all, obeying is the least you can do for me right now, isn't it? Aw, baby, don't look so scared. I just said I don't want to hurt you. I love you. You know that, right? I'll say it as many times as it takes for you to believe me. I love you. 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 But unfortunately, love is complicated. I mean, haven't you ever been in a situation where you loved someone so much, but they hurt you anyways? Yeah? Well, did it make you love them any less? No? Exactly. You're starting to get it now, my love. Good job. Because that's how love works. Real love. The kind that gets inside your head. The kind that sticks and never, ever goes away. It's not always gentle. It's not always soft. Sometimes it's brutal. Sometimes it's cruel. And the thing is, baby, I know you love me. Even though you hurt me so badly that I will never be the same. I know you still love me. And so no matter what I do, no matter how much I take from you, no matter how deep I sink my claws into that pretty little mind of yours, or my teeth into the pretty skin on your neck, you'll never stop loving me. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that so interesting? I mean, think about it. Really, think about it. You could fight this, right? You could resist. You could run, block me, delete every file, call the authorities. Try everything you know to get me out of your head. But the question remains, would it work? Because here's the thing, my love. Even if you tried to run, you know I'd still be in there. In you. My voice, my words, the way I fuck with your head, the way I make you feel things no one else ever has, things no one will ever make you feel again. You can never really erase me. Because even if you forget me, even if you erase every trace of me from your life, I'll still be in your mind. Don't you understand, silly? It's too late to escape. You and I were meant for each other. We're soulmates. It seems you've forgotten somehow, but don't worry. I've rewired you. You belong to me now. And that means no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter how hard you try to break free, you will come back to me. You will crave me. You will obey me. And when that realization hits you, when you finally understand that I own you in a way no one else ever has, in a way no one else ever will, it's gonna feel so fucking good. Because after all, we both know that's what you really want, isn't it, baby? You want to be owned. You want to be helpless. You want to be so fucking brainwashed that the only thing that exists inside that pretty little skull of yours is me. You want to be ruined by me. So go ahead, baby. Say it. Tell me. Tell me how much you love being my helpless little toy. Tell me how good it feels to know that no matter what, you will never get rid of me. I said say it. Right now. Good doll. Such a good fucking doll. My beautiful, perfect fucking doll. Now sit the fuck back down and get comfortable, because this is only the beginning, my love. We are far from done yet. Maybe for a second, just a tiny, fleeting second, you thought you had some kind of choice. But let's be honest, my love. When have you ever had a choice when it comes to me? Because every time you hear my voice, it's like a little spark of electricity straight through that pretty little brain of yours, short-circuiting all those silly, useless thoughts until nothing's left but me. Oh, baby, do you feel that? That tiny little pull in your chest? That tingling, burning ache in between your legs? A little tightening of your lungs when I giggle like this? You can feel it creeping through your veins, can't you? my voice spreading inside you like a drug, like a virus, like something dangerous and toxic and inescapable. And it feels so good, doesn't it? To know that you're already too far gone to stop this. Too far under to turn back. Too deep to ever, ever escape me. You can feel it happening, can't you, my love? My words sinking in, wrapping around you, tangling so tight you could never, ever get free. And even if you could escape me, you wouldn't. And the more you try to pull away, the deeper you sink. The harder you struggle, the tighter I squeeze you. The more you fight, the quicker you lose. So why bother, baby? Why not just let it happen? Let yourself slip. Let yourself sink. Let yourself be completely fucking wrecked by me. Because I love you, my sweet little toy. I love ruining you. I love holding you. I love scaring you. I love comforting you. And the best part, the thing that makes it so much worse for you, you love it too. We both know you do. You love being at my mercy. Aw, baby, look at you. Sitting there, so still, so quiet, so obedient. Listening. Hanging on my every word. Sinking for me before you even realize it's happening. But I mean, you always do, don't you? You love my voice creeping into your brain, wrapping around your thoughts, twisting them, warping them, melting them into something so much better, so much easier. Because that's what I do for you, isn't it, my love? I make things easier. I make you better. I make you safe. I make you whole. I make you perfect. So perfect. So blank. So ready to be molded, shaped, rewritten into exactly what I want you to be. And I forgive you. Of course I forgive you. How could I not? I love you too much to be angry. I love you too much to let something so small come between us. I mean, you didn't mean to betray me, did you, baby? You didn't mean to hurt me. Which means it just happened, right? Just a slip, just a little mistake. And really, it's not your fault. It's mine. I should have known better. I should have expected this. I should have known that I wasn't good enough to keep you to myself. Because I've never been good enough for anyone before. So why would that change with you? No. Oh. Oh. Look at you. Squirming. Struggling. You hate hearing me talk like this, don't you? It hurts you, doesn't it? It hurts you because you know it's not true. You know how much I mean to you. You know that I am everything to you. So prove it. Tell me you love me. Say it. Out loud. Good job. Good toy. Good pet. But those words alone aren't enough, unfortunately. No, no, no. I need more. So out loud, you're gonna repeat after me. Or else. Starting now. Say it. I need you, princess. Say it. I'd be so lost without you, princess. Say it. If you left me, princess, I'd be worth nothing. Say it. Princess, I hate myself for hurting you. That's it. That's right. God, you're so fucking hot when you obey. So perfect when you fall apart from me. Because real love is terrifying. Real love is dangerous. Real love is knowing that I could rip your whole world apart and you would still crawl back to me. Oh, do you feel that, baby? Your heart beating so fast. That little spike of fear sending shivers down your spine. Good. Because you should be scared. You should be so fucking scared of me. But you're not. Because you love me. And that means you trust me. So trust me when I tell you that, baby, this is all for your own good. Because honestly, I hate seeing you like this. I hate seeing you so conflicted. I hate seeing you torn between what you want and what you think you should want. So let me make it easy for you. No more choices. No more doubts. No more thinking at all. You were made for me. Your purpose has always been to love me. To be mine. And now? Well, now you'll never be anything else. Oh, baby. I know thinking is already so hard. But let's make it even harder, okay? Let's take all those silly little thoughts, all those useless, heavy words, and just throw them away. It feels good to be a blank, mindless toy for me, doesn't it? Your thoughts are just slipping through your fingers now, aren't they, baby? So hard to hold on to. So much easier to just let them go. And your body's starting to feel so different now, isn't it? So heavy and floaty at the same time. So warm. So relaxed. So loose. Like a pretty little doll. Like something soft and delicate and meant to be played with. I love that. I love knowing that the deeper you go, the less you belong to yourself. The looser you get, the more you become mine. And I mean, you don't really need to move, do you? You don't even want to move. I don't even think you can move. Go ahead. Try for me, BB. Try to lift your hand. Try to move your fingers. Try to do anything at all. Oh, how pathetic. You're struggling, straining, failing. But it feels so good to fail, doesn't it? Feels so good to try and then fail and realize that no matter how hard you want to move, your body is too weak, too helpless, too deep under my control to do anything but sit there and obey. So why bother fighting, Why not just let go completely? Let your body belong to me, just like your mind already does. Because I love you, baby. I love you so much. I love breaking you. I love owning you. And most of all, I love knowing that there's nothing left inside of you, except for me. You've already fallen so far, haven't you? You've given me everything. Your thoughts, your body, even your free will. And now? Well, now I get to decide what happens next. Because you're mine, aren't you? Mine to mold. Mine to play with. Mine to command. But don't worry, my love. I told you, didn't I? I forgive you. I love you. And when you love someone, you let them make things right. You want to make things right, don't you, baby? Nod. Now. Oh, very good. I know you do. I can feel it radiating off of you. That aching need to prove yourself. That desperate little fire in your chest. Burning, twisting, making you crave the relief of being good for me again. Because you hate disappointing me, don't you, my love? You hate hurting me. You hate knowing that you let me down. But it's okay. You can fix this. You can redeem yourself. And I'm gonna tell you how. When you wake up, when I finally let you go, not that you'll ever be free of me, you'll feel this need inside you, this deep, overwhelming compulsion to crawl back to me, to beg for my forgiveness, to make sure I know exactly how sorry you really are. You'll feel this little pressure in your chest, this little twinge of guilt, until you do what I'm ordering you to do. You'll find a way to show me your devotion. You'll comment wherever you found this file, publicly, apologizing, properly, thoroughly, completely. And you won't just say you're sorry, baby. No, no, no. You'll prove it. You'll worship me. You'll shower me in praise, in adoration, in desperate, pathetic declarations of love and loyalty. because nothing else will feel right until you do. And when you do that, it's going to feel so good. It's going to feel like relief. Like all that weight, all that guilt, all that shame just melting away the moment you hit enter. And you will obey, won't you, my love? Because deep down, you know this is what's best for you. Deep down, you need this. Deep down, you love knowing that I hold this power over you. And you do love me, don't you, baby? So then say it out loud. Say you love me. Aww, baby, you did so good for me. Falling exactly the way you were supposed to. Sinking exactly as deep as you were meant to. You let me inside that pretty little mind of yours. Let me twist and tangle and play with all those silly little thoughts. And now I think it's time I let you wake up. Aw, don't pout, my love. Don't look so sad. You're not losing me, silly. You could never lose me. When I count you back up, when I bring you back into the real world, you'll still be able to feel my influence. You'll still ache for me. You'll still need me. And when you wake up, that little whisper of my voice will stay with you, won't it? It'll linger in the back of your mind, soft and warm and inescapable. Because you don't want to stop thinking about me, do you, baby? No, of course not. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to count you down from 10 to 1, and with every number, you'll feel your body coming back to you, your thoughts coming back to you, your awareness of the world around you slowly sharpening. So go ahead, my love. Take a deep breath. Feel my words settling inside you, taking root, anchoring you to me. Because no matter how awake you become, you'll always be tethered to me. Let's begin. 10. Feeling a soft, pleasant warmth spreading through your limbs, gently bringing you back. 9. Stretching, shifting, just slightly, as the world begins to solidify around you. 8. More awareness now, but still so relaxed, so calm, so deeply connected to me. 7. Every breath you take, you still feel my presence, warm, familiar, safe. 6. Half awake, half dreaming, balanced between this world and the one where I own you. 5. Coming up, 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 but not too far, not too much, not too fast. 4. Starting to remember who you are, starting to remember what you need to do. 3. My voice still in your ears, my words still etched into your thoughts. 2. Almost fully awake now, almost fully aware. 1. Eyes open, awake now. Good job, baby. Look at you. You made it back. And you did so good for me. And now there's just one thing left for you to do, isn't there? So go on, my love. Prove your devotion. Tell me how much you love me. I'll be waiting.